Magandang araw po sa inyo. Welcome to Crossroad Online Worship. And today is our 34th day of being locked down. Welcome to the new normal. Well, kung iniisip po ninyo that we will be back to normal in a few weeks from now, I regret to inform you that this is it. Ito na po yung ating new reality. We just have to learn to navigate around this a new reality in our lives, no? Kailangan po nating tanggapin talaga na mukhang hindi po sa malalong madaling panahon ay magbabago ang mga bagay at babalik uli sa normal. There's no such thing as back to normal in the next few weeks. In fact, sabi ng DOH, it will take 18 more months, no, for us to be able to go back to normal. Kaya, what's the new normal? No, sa ating pong new normal, siguro you have to work remotely. No? Dadalhin mo na lang talaga sa bahay ang iyong trabaho. Kaya lang talagang humanda ka kasi kapag ka ikaw ay nag-business meeting online, ay humanda ka na yung mga chikiting mo, yung mga anak mo ay bigla na lang susulpot at makikialam sa iyong business meeting. New reality na rin at back at new normal natin yung mag-board meeting ka, mag-staff meeting ka in your pajamas. O kaya nagpi-preach ang isang pastor na nakabarong pero naka-short. Huwag niyo nang tingnan yung aking pangibaba. Ano kasi ganun talaga yung mangyayari, no? Talagang iuuwi mo sa bahay ang iyong mga trabaho. That's good for the office workers na you can do work online. No, pero para sa iba, like mga construction workers, kagaya ng mga nasa factory na kailangan mo ng machine, hindi mo talaga pwedeng iwi sa bahay ang mga trabaho. Lalo siguro kung ikaw ay embalsamador, hindi mo pwedeng iwi ang iyong trabaho sa bahay. Hindi lang sa trabaho affected yung ating new normal, but even in schools, no? Ngayon ay balik na uli sa online classes yung aming mga anak. At mukhang yung aming isang anak nag-graduate ay gagraduate online. Okay? So siguro kung babalik man yung mga classes, it will be staggered the classes schedule at sa about classroom mukhang 50% lang ng occupancy ang pwede i-accommodate. And expect that there will be daily temperature check. And hindi lang yun, kundi the face mask will be an everyday accessory. Kaya mag-expect tayo sa ating new normal that there will be a new fashion, no, na lagi tayong naka-face mask. Sa mga restaurants, expect ka rin na hindi na sila masyado mag-entertain ng mga dine-in, more of take-out tayo. At ang magsaserve sa'yo, mga naka-face mask, naka-gloves, wala tayong magagawa. Talagang we have to accept the new normal. Sa transportation, siguro pag na-restore na yung MRT, yung mga buses and jeepneys, 50% lang ng occupancy ang pwedeng i-allow. And asahan din natin that there will be empty stadiums, empty basketball courts, empty concert halls, and even empty churches. Sa Amerika nga, pinag-uusapan kung kasi nga nabobore na ang mga tao, kailan daw bababalik yung baseball. I heard that South Korea, dahil medyo bumababa na ang kanilang cases ng COVID-19, ay starting May, mag-start na po sila ng baseball league nila. I think it's the 144th baseball league nila. Kasi daw, noong Spanish flu, noong 1918, noong nag-summer na, ay nagsimula na rin maglaro ng baseball yung mga players. Kaya lang, mga nakamaskara, nakamask, face mask, I mean, at pati yung umpire naka face mask at walang nanonood doon sa stadium kundi siguro kailangan i-televise lang. So ready tayo for this, no? And even sa mga churches, sa mga church buildings, no? Siguro in case na i-open yung mga churches natin, baka kung 100 yung capacity ng inyong church, baka nasa 30 to 40 persons lang yung pwedeng i-allow. And of course, yung mga member ay merong safe distance from one another, naka-face mask din, at malamang yung pastor naka-face mask din. And brace ourselves, hindi lang siguro for quarantine passes, baka kagaya ng ginawa sa Wuhan, ay naka-QR code ang bawat isa. So, ito po ay hindi madali at hindi rin madali ang matatapos ang ating problema. So yung back to normal na inaasahan natin, I think we should give that up. And let's just embrace the new normal. This is our new reality. So how can we face this new normal? No, si Santiago ay balik tayo sa ating series, ay meron siyang exhortation sa atin. At ang one word na kanyang binigay sa atin is patience. During this new normal, we need all the patience that we can muster, no, from within us. Okay? In James chapter 5 verse 7 to 12, itong sinasabi ni Santiago ng salita ng Diyos. Sabi dito, "Be patient then, brothers, until the Lord's coming. See how the farmer waits for the land to yield its valuable crop, and how patient he is for the autumn and spring rains. You too be patient and stand firm. Because the Lord's coming is near. Don't grumble against each other, brothers, or you will be judged. The judge is standing at the door. Brothers and sisters, as an example of patience in the face of suffering, take the prophets who spoke in the name of the Lord. As you know, we consider blessed those who have persevered. You have heard of Job's perseverance and have seen what the Lord finally brought about. The Lord is full of compassion and mercy. Above all, my brothers and sisters, do not swear by heaven or by earth or by anything else. Let your yes be yes and your no, no, or you will be condemned." So, akmang-akma at bagay na bagay po sa atin ang mensaheng ito ni Santiago that we need to be patient during this time. Okay? Noong pong panahon kasi nila ay ang kanila pong situation ay most of the believers were in hiding because of persecution and because of suffering. They meet in clandestine places and there were no mass gatherings. So parang panahon din natin ngayon, ano, nung panahon ni Santiago. So dahil bagong-bago sa karanasan ng mga mananampalataya nung panahon ni James, dahil because of the persecution and sufferings, no, ay binigyan niya ng exhortation ng mga kapatiran na to be patient. No, to be patient. At sa anong areas tayo dapat maging patient? Okay, tingnan natin ang apat na areas that we need to be patient. Number one is we need to embrace the renewal. Embracing the renewal. Ang sabi sa verse 10, "Brothers and sisters, as an example of patience in the face of suffering, take the prophets who spoke in the name of the Lord." So in the face of suffering, so there is persecution and suffering. For the believers during the time of James, their world is getting smaller. Lumiliit pong mundo nila because the authorities are trying to contain them and trying to persecute them. Pero even if our world is getting smaller, God is making us larger, not physically, but from the inside out. Sabi nga ni Apostle Paul, God is changing the inner man, no? Our inner person from glory to glory. Kaya kahit parang feeling mo you're trapped, you're being limited, and you're being contained, may ginagawa naman ng Panginoon sa kalooban natin, and that is more important and lasting. So, sa panahon natin ngayon, God is really changing everything. God is changing the terrain, the atmosphere. God is changing the earth. God is, sabihin natin, overhauling the systems. Not only your company systems, but even the world systems. And we need to brace ourselves from these changes. Because God is in the process of renewing the planet. Tayo ay natrap na ng mga routine ng buhay natin, ng mga cycles na madalas gigigising ka ng umaga, sasakay ka ng MRT, papasok ka sa school, papasok ka sa opisina, at paulit-ulit na lang. Pag-uwi mo sa bahay, ganun uli, paikot-ikot, paulit-ulit. Pero sabi ng Lord, break muna, mag-stop muna tayo. Why? Because He wants to do something new. No, He wants to refresh us. In a way, this is God's reset button, no? In refreshing our souls, renewing our most important relationships. Kasi sinabi din dito, no? Kasi habang ang mga mananampalataya, they're contained in one particular area, so nagkakasama-sama sila, no? At nagkakakiskisan. Kaya ang sabi dun sa verse 9, do not grumble against each other, brothers and sisters, or you will be judged. No, nagkakaroon na ng irigan yung mga kapatiran, yung mga magkakapatid. Kaya napakahalaga nito that we make the necessary adjustments, no? During this new normal. No, siguro 1 month na kayo magkakasama ng pamilya. Siguro nakikita-kita ko na, no. Siguro nung unang-unang mga linggo ay talagang nagkakakiskisan at nagkakainisan. Naalala ko nung first few weeks namin dito sa bahay, talagang hindi talaga sanay. At may mga time na nagkakainisan talaga, nagkakasigawan pa, no? At lumalabas yung mga dating hurts, mga dating pains. Pero nung mga siguro nasa third week na, ay natuto na pong mag-adjust, natuto na magpatawad, natuto na umunawa, at ngayon, masaya na kami sa pamilya. Kaya we need this reality check. And we need to embrace this new phase in our lives, no? Because God is renewing everything. God is changing our mindset. God is changing our heart. The way we view riches, the way we prioritize our relationships, the way we value work. So, wag naman tayong panghinaan ng loob, because this renewal is just a transition to something good. It is a passageway to something better. No? At doon pupuntahan natin yung ating second point. Not just embracing the renewal, but expecting the rewards. Waiting can be wearisome. Nakakapagod po maghintay. Except, you are waiting for something good, or you are expecting for something exciting. No? Kagaya ng isang bride waiting for the groom, no? Sa biblical times, pero ngayon, it's the groom waiting for the bride. O kaya, sinabi dito ni James na the farmer waiting for the harvest. So, yung paghihintay natin na hindi naman ito panghabang buhay, meron din itong ending, at ang ending nito is you will harvest. Sabi niya sa verse 7 ni James, chapter 5, verse 7, be patient then, brothers and sisters, until the Lord's coming. See how the farmer waits for the land to yield its valuable crop, patiently waiting for the autumn and spring rains. You too be patient and stand firm, because the Lord's coming is near. So sabi ni Santiago, more than the crops, more than the autumn rains, no, more than the spring rains, and more than the harvest, what he is more excited about is the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Kasi nung panahon nga nila, they're being persecuted. So how they wish God will vindicate them right away. How they wish that their persecutors will suffer as well. Pero ang sabi ni Santiago dito, Jesus is coming again and we are expecting His return soon and sooner than we expect. Okay? So, when Jesus comes, He will right the wrong, He will vindicate the faithful, He will punish the wicked. So, huwag kang panghinaan ng loob. Sabi niya, be patient, stand firm. Be patient, stand firm. Okay? Because as the farmer is expecting the harvest, so tayo rin naman, we are expecting that we will harvest soon. Now, if you are impatient, don't be a farmer. Hindi ka pwedeng maging magsasaka kapag ikaw ay kulang sa pasensya. Kasi hindi ka naman makakita ng ani ng magdamag lang. Kailangan talagang maghintay ka. At habang naghihintay ka, nagtatrabaho ka pa rin. No? Kaya nga, we eagerly wait. We eagerly wait for the coming of the Lord. We eagerly wait also for the end of all this. Okay, sabi ni Peter sa 1 Peter chapter 4 verse 12 to 13. No, ang sabi niya napakaganda. Sabi niya, dear friends, do not be surprised at the fiery ordeal that has come on you to test you, as though something strange were happening to you. But rejoice in as much as you participate in the sufferings of Christ, so that you may be overjoyed when His glory is revealed. So sabi, there is joy that awaits us. Yes, joy is available for us today. Pero meron pang greater joy na naghihintay sa atin at the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. No, kaya ano bang ina-expect mo? Ano bang, what are you looking forward pagka natapos sa itong quarantine na ito? Siguro ang you're looking forward to what? Cheeseburger? Ano ba? What are you looking forward? You're looking forward to siguro makakain ka ng fried chicken ng KFC? No, hindi po 'yun promotion. O siguro that you can travel, that you can do what you normally do. Pero more than that, no, there are good things that await us. No? Naalala ko po nung panahon ng pandemic noong 1918 to 1920 ng Spanish flu. No? Ba't nga ba tinawag na Spanish flu after World War I? Hindi po talaga nag-originate ito sa Spain. Nanggaling po ito sa Amerika. Neutral lang kasi ang Spain noon, kaya tinawag siyang Spanish flu. So it lasted from 1918 to 1920. And 500 million people got infected. Imagine, 500 million people got infected with the Spanish flu with 50 million fatalities. Wow, ang tindi po nun. When it reached the one-fourth or one-third of the population, one-third of the population, then doon na po nag-die down yung pandemic. Kaya may katapusan din po ito, mga kapatid. Sabi nga daw po, kapag ka nagkaroon na ng herd immunity, yung bang approximately one-fourth or one-third of the population got infected, no? Then yun daw pong strain ay bumababa na at ang mga tao ay nasasanay na at nagiging common na lang yung virus. Kaya lang talaga may mga casualties, no? At matindi po yung mga casualties ng Spanish flu. Nung panahon nila, mga bata po at mga young ones ang naapektuhan at mga namatay dito. Kakaiba sa COVID-19, mga adult po, mga matatanda ang naapektuhan. But you know the effect of that? Yun daw po mga bansa noong 1918 to 1920 na nag-initiate agad ng lockdown, sila daw yung unang naka-recover economically. Kasi inunahan nila ng lockdown. At hindi lang yun, yun daw din pong lifespan ng mga tao. Imagine this, before the Spanish flu, ang lifespan ng mga tao ay nasa 40 to 50 years old lang. But immediately after the Spanish flu noong 1920, nag-increase yung lifespan ng mga tao from 70 to 80. Amazing, no? Kaya something good will come out of it, no? Expect the rewards, no? Hindi lang earthly rewards, hindi lang mga things that we will get to do after this lockdown, but even, you know, the coming of the Lord with His rewards and justice, you know, coming to help us. Praise God! So nakita natin dito, being patient means we need to embrace the renewal. No, hindi ito setback, it is God's renewing us. Number two, we need to expect the rewards. And number three, no, we need to endure the recession. Ang problema po ng gobyerno natin, ng ating Pangulo at ng lahat ng mga namumuno sa atin ay dalawang bagay. How can we save lives and at the same time save the economy? It's a tall order, no? Kasi gusto mong mag-save ng lives. Kaya lang, as you save lives, you quarantine people, bumabagsak naman yung economy. Kasi nga, walang nagtatrabaho, walang nagbi-business. Pagka naman nilift mo yung quarantine, you're exposing a lot of people to the pandemic. Babangon nga ang ekonomiya, marami namang mamamatay. Ngayon, kahit naman sabihin mong maraming babalik yung economy, gaganda, kaya lang syempre affected naman yung mga mahihirap. So itong merong talagang economic hiccup at yung mga may kaya, kaya lang endure yan. Talagang maapektuhan, tatamaan yan yung mga mahihirap. So how do we go about this, no? Hindi mo talaga pwedeng sabay na ma-save, i-mitigate yung saving lives and yung saving the economy at the same time. Talaga merong collateral damage. Talagang we need to go through this and we need to endure the possible recession that will result from this. Pero sabi nga, nung panahon ng mga prophets at ni Job, all they could do was to endure. All they could do was to go through this. And siguro try to mitigate and as less casualties as possible, less fatalities as possible, with less negative effect on the economy, we will emerge victorious. But we have to go through this. Sabi nga sa verse 11, as you know, we count blessed those who have persevered. So talagang titiisin natin eh. We need to persevere. We need to struggle through this as we navigate around this. Kagaya daw ng mga prophets. Sabi daw, you have heard of Job's perseverance and have seen what the Lord finally brought about. The Lord is full of compassion and mercy. Sometimes we need to suffer to learn. We need to fail to grow. Well, because struggles make us stronger. And not only that, we realize that in the midst of the struggle, we see that God is full of mercy and He is full of compassion. Sometimes God will not change our circumstances until He change the inner person or until He changes us. Kaya hindi siya titigil hanggang hindi tayo nababago. So anong tinuturo sa atin ng Panginoon dito? Endurance. Yun na rin ang sinabi ni James sa chapter 1. Diba? Do not be rejoice when trials come your way because it produces endurance and perseverance. And when you have endurance and perseverance, no, it makes you complete, lacking in nothing. So this is part of the process. Kailangan po natin ito. Kasi marami sa atin, hindi sanay sa hirap, hindi sanay sa paghihintay. No? Naalala ko yung isang pumunta doon sa dentista, sumasakit yung ngipin niya. At tinanong niya yung dentista, Dok, kami niya ganun, magkano ba yung bunot ng ngipin? At ang sabi nung dentista, nako, 2,000 pesos yung bunot ng ngipin. Sabi nung pasyente, Dok, napakamahal naman nung singil mo doon sa bunot. Gano'n ba katagal mo bubunutin yung ngipin ko? Sabi niya, mga 10 minutes lang, bunot na yung ngipin mo. Sabi niya, Dok, naman, napakatagal naman ng pagbubunot ng ngipin mo sa akin. Tapos, napakamahal ng singil mo. Sabi ng doktor, kung gusto mo, babagalan ko yung pagbunot sa ngipin mo. So you choose, gusto mo ba mabilisan o mabagal? Kaya lang, talaga hindi tayo marunong makahintay, hindi tayo marunong mag-wait. No, kaya we need endurance and God is teaching us, no, to persevere and to endure during this time. Not only personally, but siguro pati na rin sa kumpanya mo, sa trabaho mo, you need to really endure. Kasi that's part of life. Sabi ka ni Michael Jordan, failure is part of life. No, and I quote yung kanyang statement. Sabi niya, the key to success is failure. I've missed more than 9,000 shots in my career. I've lost almost 300 games. 26 times, I've been trusted to take the game-winning shot and missed. I've failed over and over and over again in my life. And that is why I succeed. Kaya kung may mga hamon sa buhay natin at animoy tayo'y mabibigo, ay harapin natin. Kahit tayo mabigo pa sapagkat tayo matututo sa panahon ng ating pagkabigo. Sabi nga, Goliaths appear to summon the giants inside of us. Kapag dumating ang mga higante ng buhay natin, talagang God is only extracting, no, the creativity in us, the resourcefulness in us. God is trying to help unleash, no, the champion inside of us. Kaya endurance is really good, no? Sa China nga po, during this time, hindi lang po binaban yung mga public worship, pati na rin po yung mga live streaming. But you know, the Chinese Christians, they are unstoppable. They still are able to minister to one another in a creative way. And they are able to share the gospel in creative way. Mga pastors, alam ko nag-struggle tayo sa panahon natin ngayon. Ang live stream minsan hindi nag-work, napapagod ka, at ang hirap mag-preach sa harap ng camera. Ako'y hirap na hirap din po mag-preach sa harap ng camera. At minsan iniisip mo, may nakikinig ba? At minsan pag tiningnan mo yung viewers, parang ang kukunti naman ang nakinig. At minsan nakakasipayo, nakaka-discourage. Huwag tayong panghinaan ng loob. No? Kasi alalahanin natin na ang may-ari ng church, hindi tayo, kundi ang Panginoon. He's still the chief shepherd. You need to rest and relax. No? And let the Lord take care of everything. No? And I challenge you na don't just do live streaming, no? Para ma-broadcast sa maraming mga tao. Do some online mentoring with a few people. No, this is the way to do it. Medyo mahirap gawin ito. It will take time and effort, but it will pay off. So all we need to do, brothers and sisters, is to be patient and endure the hardships and the sufferings. Why? Because ang sabi ni James, blessed are those who persevere. So be patient by embracing the renewal. Be patient by expecting the rewards. Be patient by enduring the recession. And finally, be patient. Sa paanong paraan? Enjoy the rest. No? Enjoy the rest. We cannot go against the season. No? Kapag panahon ng tag-araw, hindi ka pwedeng mag-jacket. Pagka naman panahon ng taglamig, hindi ka pwedeng mag-sando. May mga panahon na dapat babagayan mo. Kagaya ngayon, panahon natin ng quarantine at panahon ng pamamahinga, we might as well not just embrace the renewal but enjoy the rest. Sabi nga ni James sa verse 12, above all, my brothers and sisters, do not swear, not by heaven or by earth or by anything else. All you need to say is simple yes or no. Otherwise, you will be condemned. Anong ibig sabihin ni Santiago nung sinabi niya ito? No, sabihin, do not rush God. No, huwag mong minamadali ang Panginoon. At minsan, para lang makuha mo yung gusto mo, you will swear, no, na by the hair of my head. O kaya, parang sumusumpa ka pa na ganito para lang mapaniwalaan ka. So, we do not need to do that. All we have to do is enjoy the pacing siguro. Kung ano yung saan tayo dinala ng Panginoon sa panahon ngayon, enjoy every season, no? Enjoy every season. No, although transition lang ito, but might as well enjoy the transition. Kung ikaw ay sanay ka to work for the family, maybe this is a time for you to learn how to work with the family. Kung ikaw ay sanay na maging travel blogger, siguro ito naman yung panahon that you enjoy being a housekeeper. No, at dati we enjoy eating junk food. But now, we can enjoy eating freshly cooked meals. So, waiting need not be wearisome. No? We don't need to panic while waiting. And habang tayo naghihintay at ikaw ay nagsasurf siguro sa internet, pakiusap ko lang sa'yo, don't be too gullible. No? In believing every news, lalo itong napakaraming mga conspiracy theories, no, telling this and that na, you know, it's a biochemical weapon and this is a prelude to one world government and this is you know, the preliminaries to the rise of the Antichrist, no, and heralding and you know, about the end times, no. Lahat po ito talagang bahagi ng end times, but this is not the time to panic. This is not the time to be paralyzed by fear. Enjoy this moment with the Lord. Enjoy this moment with your family. No, at hindi kinakailangan itong waiting time natin will be wasted. Sabi ni G. Campbell Morgan, isa sa mga paborito kong preachers, sabi niya, waiting for God is not laziness. Waiting for God is not the abandonment of effort. Waiting for God means, first, activity under command. So merong activity under command. Second, readiness for any new command that may come. So, you are bracing yourselves for the next command of the Lord. And third, itong pinakamahirap, the ability to do nothing until the command is given. That's something that we are having a hard time doing, just waiting on the Lord. So, talagang tinadhana ng Panginoon yung rest eh. Kahit sa mga musical scoring, napakahalaga ng rest. Kahit sa mga preachers, ang halaga ng pause. So, napakahalaga po na meron tayong pahinga. Inutos ng Panginoon that we should rest on the seventh day. Meaning to say, kung ang work is a command, rest is also a command. In fact, sa mga Israelita, yung seventh year, they have to give rest to the soil, to the land. But they failed giving soil the rest that it needed. So, anong ginawa ng Panginoon? For sabi ng Panginoon, dahil 490 years na hindi niya binigayan ng kapahingahan yung lupain, yung mga taniman, I will force you to rest for the next 70 years in Babylon. For every seventh year that you missed. Kaya kung hindi mo ipapahinga ang kaluluwa mo, ang iyong espiritu, ang iyong katawan sa Panginoon, no? Ay baka mapuwersa kang talagang magpahinga. At baka nga magpahinga ka for good. Huwag naman sanang maging rest in peace. No? Kaya enjoy the rest that God has given us. Kaya salamat sa Panginoon sa mensahe ni James. At to summarize everything, no? Kita natin dito that patience is what we need right now. And how do we exhibit, demonstrate, practice patience? Practically speaking, there are four things. Una, embrace the renewal. Secondly, expect the rewards. Thirdly, endure the recession. And finally, enjoy the rest. Let's be patient. Let's accept the new reality, the new normal. Let's eagerly wait on the Lord. And not only eagerly, but courageously wait on the Lord. We need to slow down, abide in the Lord, align with His purposes, and just enjoy Him. Sa pagkakataong ito, marahil meron sa atin na nakikinig dito that you're tired of waiting. Hanggang kailan ba ito matatapos? Some of you may be anxious about your losses. But remember this, ang lahat ng meron tayo pinagkatiwala ng Panginoon. God owns everything. And He cares about your future. He cares about your business. He knows what to do. And even for pastors who are listening right now, Jesus is the chief shepherd of the church. So just relax and let Him do His work during this time. Maybe some of us are fearful about the future, about yourself, about your family, about your company, even about your workers. Marami sa atin dito siguro, may mga kumpanya kayo na ang mga workers ninyo nasa 100, nasa 300, nasa 1,000, nasa 4,000. At nag-aalala kayo paano sila mabubuhay, paano sila kakain. Just do your part. If you can give some allowances and some rice, some food. But ultimately, God is the God of the poor. And God knows how to help them. Let's do our part and God will do His part. In all of this, we believe that God is doing a new thing. It's a new beginning for all of us. We may not be comfortable with the new normal, with this new reality, but God will help us adjust if our hearts are right before Him. So if you want to have Jesus in your life as your Savior and Lord, you just follow with me in a prayer, some simple prayer. Sabi mo lang, Lord Jesus, thank you for loving me. My life is filled with fear and anxiety. Give me your rest, give me your joy, and make me patient during this time. And Lord Jesus, I admit that I have sinned against you. Come into my life, into my heart as my Savior and my Lord. And I will follow you all the days of my life. Thank you for the eternal life. And thank you for your forgiveness. In Jesus' name, amen. Kung pinanalangin mo yan, kapatid, you're now starting a new relationship with Jesus. No? And let me just pray for those who are struggling right now, those who are gripped with fear and anxiety. Panginoon, dalangin ko rin po mga kapatid namin, those viewers who are at a loss, those who are terrified, but what will happen next, Lord God? Lord, give them rest. Lord, give us the courage to embrace this new reality. Give us, you know, the stamina to endure all these sufferings and the pain. And give us, Lord, the eagerness to wait upon you, expecting that you will come with your reward, vindicating the righteous and punishing the wicked. And lastly, Lord God, we pray that you will give us joy while waiting. Give us rest while we wait upon you. Continue to cover us with your blood. Bless our nation and the nations of the world. And may you be exalted, Lord, during this season, that we may see you as a God who is full of mercy and full of compassion. We give you glory in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. God bless you both.